Now we're going to discuss a piece of software that may sound really weird, both literally and conceptually. This software, though, is meant to sound the content of any image, and it's part of an experimental project aiming at seeing with sound. The basic idea is to use a modern portable PC and a cheap PC camera or webcam and have the PC somehow translate live images from this camera into closely corresponding sounds. The hope of the author is that this might even provide some sort of equivalent of low vision by letting you hear anything showing within the camera view. The seeing with sound approach that we're about to discuss and demonstrate was invented and developed by Dr. Peter Meijer from the Netherlands. Peter works as a research scientist at Philips Research Laboratories, and as a subsidiary activity, he is exploring together with blind volunteers around the world how far this idea of seeing with sound might be stretched. The underlying auditory display technology has been dubbed the VOICE, as it's spelled with capital letters OIC in the middle. Peter has made free software available on the internet, so that anyone who wants to can explore what it's like to hear images. The software is called the VOICE Learning Edition, and it runs on a regular PC equipped with Windows 95, 98 or NT. It even has some possible uses if you don't have a camera yet. More on that later. Okay, so how does it work? Well, it's quite simple in principle anyway. Images get scanned from left to right, while pitch is used to indicate the vertical position and height of any bright item. The brighter the shape, the louder its sound, and the higher the position, the higher its pitch. So, if you only have a rising bright line, it sounds simply like this. Here, you could hear the pitch rise just like the visual line does. Not very interesting, of course, but it gives an idea of how it works. Images are normally sounded in about 1 second, independent of their content. If the image doesn't change, as in the example that we just played, then you'll just hear the sound repeat itself every second. Otherwise, the changes in sound will reflect any changes in the image. A horizontal line just sounds like a constant tone, like this. And a falling line gets a falling pitch, like the following. This could have been much like the sound of your white cane when held in front of the camera, although in these simple examples the images had been drawn manually. These line examples already become more interesting when we realize that we could point the camera to a graph in a book and next hear the printed graph. For instance, the following sample is the sound of the camera pointing to a page in a math book. You will hear a tone going down and then up, which is the plotted curve. There is also a rhythm due to the vertical lines in this graph and some other clutter. But we'll forget about such details here. Listen to this. You can clearly hear the curve going down and up. This might have some uses in higher education, when there are no tactile prints available. Peter has reported that some blind users have already applied his software to hear stock charts. It is just a matter of what information the user happens to be interested in, because the software will sound any kind of image. An example of a stock chart with its random fluctuations is the following sound. So far we've heard only one line in an image. If there are two lines in an image, then you can hear two simultaneous tones, as in this following example, when we have both a horizontal line with a constant tone and a rising line where we hear a rising tone. Now let's listen to a big filled bright square that moves up and down. The square sounds like a kind of noise burst, which starts and stops suddenly. The noise-like sound stems from the fact that a square spans a certain vertical range. You also heard the overall pitch go up and down because the square was moved up and down in subsequent image frames. When a shape moves up or down, so does its overall pitch. If it moves to the left or right, so does its position in the panning stereo sound. Keep in mind, though, that this program is in mono, so you won't hear any of those stereo effects that you normally would. If we now take a more complex issue with a curve that goes up and down, plus 10 little squares positioned at various positions across the image, we can get something like this. Here we slowed down the sound to make it a little easier for you to hear the different parts. It gets hard to grasp all the parts in one pass, so repeating the sound here helps you to mentally process the different parts, even though the sound is exactly the same in each pass. When we listen to a camera snapshot of a building with white walls viewed from the distance of some 20 or 30 meters, we may hear noise-like sounds with characteristics that are similar to those of the white square. The loud noises here, from the basically rectangular shape of a large building within the camera view, while the rhythm on the right side that I'm hearing in stereo here is from the rings of windows in this building. A major issue in the whole approach is that, in general, the sounds quickly become overwhelmingly complex and extremely difficult to interpret as one moves to real-life images, even though the image-to-sound mapping principles remain exactly the same, using left-to-right scanning, loudness for brightness, and pitch for height and elevation. To illustrate how hard it gets, listen to this and try to guess what it represents. This was actually a frontal close-up view of Peter Meijer's face. Looks good, doesn't he? Maybe with lots of practice you may have been able to figure that out, but definitely not now or any time soon. Still, not everything is hard with complex scenes. The software also allows you to use the camera as a talking color identifier. When pointing the camera to a pumpkin, its color naming mode, activated by function key F10, will alternatingly sound the view and speak the color of whatever shows in the center of this view.
Red, orange. Red, orange. Red, orange. Red, orange.
The pumpkin is the softer noise filling most of this view. The VOICE Learning Edition software has many more options and features than we have time to describe here. As I said before, the software is available free for personal use, and PC cameras are nowadays priced in the $50 to $100 range, so that's not too expensive. It's also important to mention that the software supports input from most flatbed scanners, so if you happen to have an OCR package, you may be able to feed images to the VOICE Learning Edition through that medium. You can also read image files from your disk, and you can sound any graphics showing on your PC's screen. Those who want to learn more about this software can obtain it from Peter Meijer's website at www.seeingwithsound.com. That's www.seeingwithsound.com. And seeing with sound is all one word. Note that there are a few minor issues to consider when you start using this software. The software was first designed to look for and operate with a PC camera or webcam, which you may not yet have. So when you run the program, the chances are that you'll get a message, an error, saying, "I'm sorry, the VOICE cannot find your webcam." After this, a built-in complex demo sound starts repeating itself like this. The demo sound is in fact a complex photograph of a parked car with a building in the background and street surface and poles in the foreground. Don't let that strange demo sound put you off because, as I say, you can still acquire an image from a flatbed scanner or read image files from your disk. Moreover, by just pressing a function key, F11, you will get into the exercise mode, which by default sounds two rectangles at random positions. You can get a new image by simply pressing the space bar and move the shape around with the arrow keys. Sometimes a shape will be inaudible because it's visually obscured by another shape. One possible practical problem with the software is that for many people using Microsoft Windows, you only have a sound card that can make one sound at a time. So the VoiceE software may have a problem when your screen reader uses the same sound card. Of course, users with external synthesizers or multi-channel sound cards, such as the SoundBlaster Live and the Turtle Beach Montego, won't have this problem. But for other users, a workaround exists through pressing Control F2 to mute the VoiceE software, such that your screen reader can talk again. Those who are interested in finding out about the latest developments with this software can join the Seeing with Sound mailing list, which is hosted by eGroups. To do that, you send a message to seeingwithsound-subscribe@egroups.com, and Seeing with Sound is all joined together, so that's seeingwithsound-subscribe@egroups.com. Currently, this user group has about 60 members. Some of the blind members are about to embark on immersive use of the software with a notebook PC and a camera. The author of Seeing with Sound is wondering whether vision substitution could be possible with prolonged exposure and lots of practice. He says that it may be akin to learning a foreign language. The learning curve, he admits, is very steep. Therefore, good results cannot be guaranteed, and it isn't known if results will justify the effort. This technology is certainly at the ground floor at this stage, but given its sophistication, it's incredibly affordable given that you can download a free version of it for personal use. We'll end this review with an historic movie sequence of one of the Apollo missions to the moon, with astronauts walking on the surface of the moon. Bear in mind that because we are in mono, the effect may not be as good as you might be able to hear if you were listening to this in stereo. What we're hearing is two astronauts at the center of the camera view. Then one of the astronauts walks towards the camera until he moves out of view on the right side of the camera. So in stereo, one can hear his body growing bigger in apparent size as he moves closer until he vanishes from our view on the right side.